Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There was something going around the internet that suggested that if you set your iPhone back to January 1st, 1970, that you'd see some sort of Easter egg that was built into the iPhone. Well, the Easter egg that you receive is the fact that your iPhone will no longer boot. And it turns out that it's because that iOS does not effectively deal with the fact that the date could be set that far back. Now, most people wouldn't do that normally, because that actually breaks a whole lot of other things, not just the, you know, not just the iPhone not booting up, but lots of other things rely on the date, such as SSL certificates and things that generally the phone uses to validate security. It's like, is this certificate valid? Is it one of the things that's in a certificate is, when was this signed? So I mean, I would expect a lot of other things to break, but the phone should boot up, right? And so apparently there's something in there that, depending on what time zone you're in, and it's seems to be anything west of the Greenwich Mean Time, but if you set it far back enough, then your phone will just sit there and continuously reboot until it runs out of power. Now, there are a couple of ways you can fix this. One, just wait, which is what I've chosen to do. And the second thing you can do is to take the phone apart, which I could do also, and unplug the battery for a few minutes, and then that will cause it to the clock value to, I guess, to get reset or whatever. And so that's another way to solve it as well. But I think in this case, I'll just wait. But I caught this going around the internet, but unfortunately, I tried it before I read the warnings on the internet that you probably shouldn't do this. So just if you see these things around, and apparently this is not even a new bug, although it's been discovered recently in the iOS 9.3 beta, but it actually goes back into earlier versions as well, and it only affects 64-bit iOS devices. So unfortunately, I was smart enough to only try it on my iPhone 5S, which is not my primary device. So the fact that it's now currently sitting powered off, waiting for things to the clock to advance past the point of this bug, then it's fine. Although I tried erasing the phone first, which that doesn't work either, guys. So I guess if somebody passes this around and suggests you to set your iPhone to Jan 1st, 1970, and reboot it and see what happens, well, don't do it unless you want to have a sad. So you can expect to wait some time before your phone is usable again. So and theoretically, people have taken their phone into Apple and gotten it replaced or whatever, because it does look really bad. But my phone is so far out of warranty and has other issues, I doubt Apple would take it back and replace it anyway, at least not without me having to pay for it. So I'll just wait. As I say, it wasn't my primary phone, so I'm less concerned about the stuff that's on it, but I figure that's probably something I should warn people about. So I actually inserted this podcast into the stream out of order because, I can do that. That's one of the benefits, I suppose, of actually not putting the episode numbers into the podcast anymore when I record it, is that if I need to reorder them for reasons like this, then I can do that. So, but I guess this is yet another one of those examples of maybe don't necessarily read everything or believe everything you read on the internet, at least not without checking with a few sources first, just to be, because of course, any information or misinformation can be put on the internet. And I got caught, and I should know better, but even those of us who should know better occasionally get fooled. And the good news is, as I say, I didn't do it on my primary device. If I had done it on my 6S, I probably would be a lot more unhappy about it. But a lesson learned, just be careful. That's why this podcast is going out. I wasn't planning on recording a podcast on this, but I figure I better warn people that might think it's a good idea. And quite frankly, it's not. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.